ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם את ברך, פרשת כי תצא. על התורה סטארטס אוף, כי תצא למלחמה על אויביך, ונתנו אדוני אלוהיך בידיך ושבית שביו. I saw מרן החידה, he brings down in נחל קדומים. He says, the last פסוק, last week's פרשה, ואתה תבער אדם הנקי מקרביך, כי תעשה הישר בעיני אדוני. It says, כי תעשה הישר בעיני השם. It says, הישר, same exact letters of שירה. And we know שירה, is, that's תפלה. תפלה is called שירה. So he says here, it says שירה, כי תצא למלחמה על אויביך. That's what he says, that he quotes from רבנו אפרים, שצריך לומר שירה על התשועה. Why? Because הישר, same letters of שירה. That's what he quotes from Rabbeinu Ephraim, that anytime that you go to war and you win the war, you have to say Shirat, you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says here. But I saw also, he brings down also Maran Ahida in Sefer Humat Anach. He brings down a Midrash, but that Midrash, we saw it in Sefer Zohar. He brings down here Zohar in Parashat Miketz. דף קוף צדיק חית עמוד בית, ותח הזה, ארבעה מלאכים הוו, מן דשאיל דה לשאיל דה. זוהר is telling us you have four מלאכים, four kings, that each one requested something different from the other, from הקדוש ברוך הוא. And all the four requests, all the four מלאכים that they requested, it's all about the war, about going to war against מות העולם. דוד אמר, ארדוף אויביי ואשיגם, ולא אשוב עד כלותם. The Melech said, I'm going to go after my enemies and I'm going to destroy them. I'm not going to come back until I wipe them out. Why? My ta'ma, begin the hava istamar mi elin hobin. Vela yahib dukhta lesan oil shaltaa. Vealda ba'ayle mirdafa batrayhu taddir. Vela yardifun nuna batrayh limitba'a huboy vipul bidayhu. Since that, David Melech, he was very careful about his avonot. Any smallest avon that he did teshubah for on it. That's why he wasn't scared. He said, when a person goes to war, nothing's going to happen to him if he does not have any avirot. Like you see by Melchemet Midian, the Pasuk said, "Velo nufkad minnu ish." Not even one person was injured from the war. Normally when people, any country goes to war, different country, even if they're going to win the war, they're going to have a lot of casualties. But by Am Israel, whenever they went to war against Midian, "Lo nufkad minnu ish." Not even one person was harmed. Why? Because Rambam says over there, any person who goes to war and is botiach b'kadosh baruch hu, also the Rambam also says the same thing, nothing's going to happen to him. Lo nufkad minu ish, that's what the Pasuk said. Here also David the Melech, since that he was big tzaddik, he said, I'm not scared, I'm going against my enemies, I'm going to wipe them out, then I'm going to come back. He's not scared. Why? Because he was careful about his avonot. That's David the Melech. Comes along after that, you have Asa Melech, who was also one of the kings, Havad Achil Yatir. He was scared from his avonot. Even though he used to look any what avirot I do to do teshuva on it, but still, David Melkaihu. He wasn't like David the Melech. So what did he request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ba'ilim redafa batrayhu vela yagi ahlon. Ve'yiktol lon kutsha berichu. So since that he was scared from his avonot, Asa HaMelech, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to war, I'm going to run after my enemies, but you take care of them, Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm scared, you know, when they come face to face to start killing them, I'm scared. Why? Because maybe they're going to do something, they're going to harm me. I'm scared. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, you take care of them. I'm just going to go to war, I'm going to show them that I'm coming to fight with them, and you take care of them. That's what exactly what happened. דכתיב, וירדפם עשה והעם אשר עמו, וכתיב, ויגוף השם את הכושים לפני עשה ולפני יהודה, וינוסו הכושים. All of them, they ran away. דוד מה כתיבה, ויקם דוד מהנשף ועד הערב למחורתם, אבל עשה איהו רדיף, וקודשה ברכו מחה. עשה המלך, he was going against his enemies, and הקדוש ברוך הוא was taking care of them. That's the second king. The third king, יהושפט, מלך יהודה, ופחי נמי הווה שאיל ואמר, he was also scared about his עוונות, ואמר, so he said, לא יכין לה למרדף ולא לקטלה, אלא אני אזמר ואת קטילון. בגין, דלאבה מפשפש כל כך כעשה. Yehoshaphat, he wasn't like Asa HaMelech. He told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm even scared to go to war, I'm scared. Asa, he said, I'm going to war, I'm going to show them that I'm going to fight against them, but you take care of them. Yehoshaphat, he said, even this I cannot do. I'm going to sit down, we're going to praise you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, here in Batei Knesiyot, Batei Midrashot. We're going to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to read Tehillim, who knows what, and you take care of them. I'm not going to war. Why? Because he was scared. And the Bekut Shabarachu, Abid Lehachi, Kadosh Baruch Hu, told him, whatever he asked, granted. Dichtim, ובעת החלו ברנה ותהלה נתן השם הערבים על בני עמון מואב והר סעיר הבאים ליהודה ונגפו. From the time that they started praising הקדוש ברוך הוא, השם took care of their enemies. That was Yehoshaphat. The fourth king was חזקיהו, מלך יהודה. ופחי נמי אמר, חזקיהו, he said he was scared more than Yehoshaphat, more than Asan, כל שכן more than דוד המלך. So what did he say? ופחי נמי אמר, אנא לא יכינה לה לזמרה, ולא למרדף, ולא להגחה כרבה. בגין דדחין מאלן חובין, דקאמרן. So he was scared. He said, I'm scared not to fight with them, not even to go to war, I'm not going to even sit down and praise you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You take care of them, please. מה כתיבה? הקדוש ברוך הוא, listen to him. ויהי בלילה ההוא, ויצא מלאך אדוני ויח מחנה אשור 185 אלף וישכימו בבוקר והנה כולם פגרים מתים וחזקיה הווה יתיב בביתה ושכים בערסה וקודשו ברכו קטילון. He says, חזקיה המלך, he was sleeping in his house, he was sitting in his house, in his tent, he was sitting over there, קדוש ברכו was taking care of them. That's the four king, the Zohar continued, he said, ומה צדיקים אלן, עבוד החלין מאלן חובין, שאר בני עלמה על אחת כמה וכמה. בגין כך, איתלה לברנש להסתמרה מאלן חובין ולפשפשה בהון כתקה אמרן. בגין דלה ישלטון עלוי נון ימי רע, דלה מרחמי עלי. אז השלום, so that's what he says here. So if these four צדיקים, they were scared from their small עוונות that they did according to their level. כל שכן, us that we have, who are we compared to them? כל שכן, we have to be scared from our עוונות. But this is the idea that the Zohar HaKadosh brings down for Melachim, that's what they ask. Here I saw here in Chumat Tanakh, he said, אפשר לרמז על מה שאמרו חזל במדרש, ארבעה מלאכים היו חלוקים בעניין המלחמה. דוד המלך עליו שלום, הוא בעצמו הולך ולוחם. So דוד המלך, for דוד המלך, the פסוק said, ושבית שביו, you're going to the war, כי תעשה מלחמה רביך, ונתנו השם מוקריך בידיך, ושבית שביו. ושבית השביעו, he's going to capture the enemy, he's going to take him into captivity, then that's compared to David המלך. He's going and he's fighting with them. And ועשה היה יוצא ולא היה נלחם. So for עשה, the pasuk said, כי תצא למלחמה על אויביך. Doesn't say that you're fighting with them. Only he's showing them that you're fighting. That's compared to עשה. יהושפט לא היה יוצא, אלא היה אומר שירה. That's what we said last week, parasha, the pasuk ends off. כי תעשה הישר בעיני השם, הישר, same letters of שירה. He was saying שירה, and then כי תעשה למלחמה, השם is going to take care of them. That's compared to יהושפט. וחזקיה היה יושב בביתו. He was sitting in his house. What does he have to do? He said, סופי תיבות, כי תצא למלחמה על, תצא, the last letter of the word תצא is א', למלחמה is ה', על is למד, אוהל. He was sitting in his house, and Hashem was taking care of them. That's what he brings down here, Chumat Tanakh, Maran Ahidah. He said, this is coming to be meramez, that for these four melachim, each one went to the melchama, and each one, Hashem answered him a different way. But I saw here also that Rashi brings down, he said, after the person is going to go to war, the Pasuk said, וראיתה בשביה אשת יפת תואר, וחשקתה בה, ולקחתה לך לאשה. The person is going to war, and he sees over there, Ishaif Atuar, nice looking, and Behashak Taba, and he wants to marry her. The Torah said, Behabita took Betiha, Gilihat Rosha, Asilat Supornia, Bahita, Tabia, Betama, Mahloket, what's Abia, what's Ama, one Hakam said, Kimashmao. Now she left her family, and different Hakam said, no, Tabia, Betama, that she has to cry for her Abu Dazara. That now she's not allowed to worship anymore Abu Dazara. Now she's sitting with you, and you do whatever the Torah says you have to do here with her. And at the end, the Torah said, you are allowed to marry her. After that, you could marry her. But until then, said you can't do anything. But that's what the Torah says here. if you're going to go to war, you're going to see a girl in the war, and hashaktaba, you want to marry her, you could bring her to your house and do whatever it says in the Torah, and then you could marry her. That's what it says here. So Rashi says here, what's going on over here? A guy going to war, and now he has yesar ara. A guy has yesar ara for arayot, and I said, no problem. You have yesar ara, no problem. We're going to tell you what to do. Do this and that, and then you could marry her. Instead of the Torah is coming telling us, listen, you have yesar ara. Yesar ara shel arayot, that's the worst yesar ara a person could have. And you see, Bil'am, before he left Balak, he gave him the advice that he should be mafkir their daughters, so Am Israel going to be nechshal with them. And the Pasuk said over there, Vitzamid Israel Baal Pe'or, and Vayahal Am is not Elbinot Moab, Vayaharaf Hashem be Israel. Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at them because of the problem of the Arayot. Here the Torah said the person has Yisar Ara, he went to war, he has Yisar Ara. The Torah said, no problem. Do whatever I tell you, then you can marry her. Even though the Farshim say that after you're going to do whatever it says in the Torah, you're not going to have the desire anymore to marry her. And that's what we want. That's why the Pasuk said, V'haya im lo tumtzachin be'inav. The Gemara said, In v'haya illa lashon simcha. What's lashon simcha? V'haya im lo hafaz taba. V'shillachta l'nefsha. You don't like her? You could send her out. So what do you mean v'haya? Why is it lashon simcha? A guy is divorcing her. Why is it lashon simcha? Because the Torah said, no. We want you not to stay with her. But Rashi here says, Lo debra Torah ela kineged yetzar hara. The Torah, because the Torah saw that the person is going to war, he has big yetzar hara, and he cannot fight against that yetzar hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he allowed it. But we have to understand, how is that possible? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow such a thing? Sheim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira, hissayin abe esur. So if the Torah would not allow Yeshayif HaTohar in the war, then a person would have taken her anyways. That's why the Torah said, at least do whatever I'm telling you, you should do it Beheter and not Be'asur. That's what the Rashi here is saying. Abal im nisa'a, the Torah is telling you, if you're going to marry her, so fully yotsuna, and you're going to end up hating her, and you're going to end up divorcing her, and then the Pasuk says, Shnei markidin ala ishti nashima ahata huwa ve'ahat sinua. And if he's still with her, so fully olid mina bin sored umore. Milkach nesmechu perashiyot allanu. If he's going to send her out, then it's fine. If not, he's going to end up having from her bin sored umore. That the Torah said bin sored umore. Enenu shumaya b'kol abiv v'kol emo. He doesn't listen to his father and not to his mother. And there's a lot of pratim and pratim about bin sored umore. But the bottom line, the Torah said, tafsu bo abiv v'emo. And they take him where? They take him to Beddin. Beddin, they give him Sekila and they kill him. And there's also what to speak about Bin Sorei Morei, but it's not our topic now. But that's here what Rashi says. The Torah allowed Shayif HaTohar. Why? Because if you're not going to allow her, you're going to do it Be'asur. So you better off do it Be'heter with this condition that the Torah is giving us. But of course, we have to understand how come the Torah would allow such a thing. And also, what the Pasuk here is saying, Lo debra Torah ela kineged yesar ara. Rashi said, Debra Torah kineged yisara. What does it mean, kineged yisara? Lo debra Torah ela lemishin nafal be'atzat yisara. Kineged yisara, it sounds like a person, if he's fighting against yisara, the Torah gave him that heter. That's what it sounds like. Lo debra Torah ela kineged, what's kineged? Menagedet oto, but from the other side, yisara is telling you to do something, and you are kineged. You're standing against him, you don't want to listen to him. If we're talking about such a person, how come he's going to marry her? I don't understand what Rashi is saying. Lo debra Torah ela kineged yesar hara. Chaora, the word kineged yesar hara, the guy is standing against yesar hara. If he's standing against yesar hara, he has no problem. He wouldn't marry her. Here the Torah is talking about a person who fell in asat yesar hara. So what's going on over here? But also something interesting that Hatam Sofer brings down. He says, why did also the Torah allow the person who goes to war, why did the Torah allow him to marry that Shayif HaTohar? Why did the Torah allow him? So he says over here in Torah Moshe, Daf Kuf Bet Amud Aleph, said, Uma she hatira HaTorah bat el nechar, We said, we explained one pirush, why the Torah said, lo debra Torah ela kineged yisar hara. We told you, pirush of Or HaChaim HaKadosh, if the person standing against yisar hara is always fighting against yisar hara, for him, if he saw neshama kedusha in the milhama, then he could take her. Fahashakta bah, not lahashakta otah. Then he could take her. That's one pirush we said, based on Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Here, Hatan Sofer, it goes different way. He said, the reason why the Torah allowed it, you know why? Said lo li tobato, not for his benefit, because he's following his yisar hara. Kim li tobat ishto ha Yisraelit. The Torah allowed him to marry that ishay fatoar. Why? Not for him. We don't care about him, because if he's following his asat yisar hara, yisar tells him he had to take her, and he wants to marry her. He's following asat yisar hara. Then not for him. We're talking for the benefit of his wife. His Jewish wife. Why? כי אם לא יעקוף את יצרו ויבעל בת אל ניחר, שוב לא יוליד בן עיר בחכמים ולא עונה בתלמידים. ולא עונה בתלמידים. That's here what the Gemara said, Masech Sanhedrin, that anyone who does such a avira of arayot is not going to have kids that they're going בדרך התורה. So he said, if the Torah wouldn't have allowed that person to marry Ishaif HaTohar, Rashi said, he would have done it anyways. He wouldn't have had Yisar Ara, he would have done it anyways. If he's going to do that Abira, then his punishment is what? That he's going to have kids that they're not going to be Talmidei Chachamim. Which kids? From where does he have kids? Obviously from his wife. From his original wife. So Hazid, you want to punish him, why are you punishing her? That's why the Torah said, no, if that person is not, he has Yisar Ara, and he's not controlling his Yisra Rara, he wants to follow his Ta'avot. The Torah said he should marry that Ishaif HaTohar, because the bad kids that they're not going to be Talmidei Chachamim, they're going to come from her. This way, you're punishing only him and her. You're not punishing his original wife. That's here where he said here. V'hinei nashim ha-Yisraeliyot nilkim b'chato. Because he did Avira, he want his wife to suffer, that they're going to have kids that they are not Talmidei Chachamim. Why she has to suffer? If he did Avira, why she has to suffer? על כן התירה לו התורה לגייר זו בעל כורחה ולבוא עליה, ואותם בנים הסנואים יצאו מזור, בן צורר ומורה. וישראליות ילדו בנים אהובים, וזאת הייתה צעקת אנשים עם מלאכי וכולה. That's what he says over here. That's here what the Torah, לא דברה תורה, אלא כנגד יצר הרע. What does it mean, כנגד יצר הרע? But based on תורת משה, חתם סופר, he said, "Lo debra Torah, ella for the person who's standing against Yisra Rara." Who's that person? Not him. He's not standing against Yisra Rara. He's falling in Asat Yisra Rara. He's marrying her. Ella, the Torah allowed him to marry her. Why? To save his wife. Because his wife is standing against Yisra Rara. She didn't do anything. His wife, she didn't do any Avira. If he did Avira, why should she suffer? That's why the Torah said, if he did the Avira and his punishment for such Avira, he's not going to have kids Talmidei Chachamim, let those kids who are not going to be Talmidei Chachamim come from the Shaif HaTohar. Leave his wife alone. Let's see what he says here, the Hatam Sofer, that she shouldn't get punished because of his Avira. We know the famous Pirush of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He brings down here. He says, "Hene me'omro yifatoar, mashma davka yifatoar." When the Torah said that a person is going to find isha yifatoar, it means she has to be pretty. She has to be yifatoar. U'me'omro v'hashakta ba, but the pasuk continues, said, "And you liked her." What does it mean? You liked her. Darshu hazal b'sifrei, afilu shehi mechu'eret. Even if she's ugly, but you liked her, she looks nice in your eyes. Even if she's ugly, you could take her. So he said, וזה מן התמה. It's very strange, all this mitzvah, why? למה יאמר יפת תואר ויצטרך לרבות כעורה? So why the Torah wrote in the first place יפת תואר? And now I saw, I know יפת תואר, what if she's ugly? I need extra רבוי, extra pasuk to teach me that even if she's ugly. So don't write יפת תואר in the first place, and that's it. Right? וראית בשביה, אישה, וחשקת בה, that's it. Skip יפת תואר, skip וחש הכתבה. היה לו לומר, וראית אשת, ולא יכתוב לא יפת תואר ולא וחש הכתב. Straight to the point, that's it. ולישב הכתוב, צריך להעיר בעניין. He said, we have to understand something which is also strange. למה יצב השם כדברים האלה לתמי האדם התעצמו בבת אל ניחר, ובפרט בעת מעשה הנס, במקום שצריך להוסיף טהרה ודבקות בהשם, יתיר לעשות מעשה כיעור הסנוי אצלו יתברך. How could the Torah allow such a thing at the time of war that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing miracles for Am Israel? During that time, the person, he has desire for Yisr HaRa, Torah gives him ways how to get his desires. It's very strange, what's going on over here? וזה יפעיל הרחקת דבקותינו בו יתברך. He said, that action, if he's going to marry such a girl, that's going to bring us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah should have said, אבל מעשה זה יתעבנו עושינו, ורבותינו חזל אמרו, לא דברה תורה אלא כנגד יצר הרע. ומן הראוי הוא להכניעו ולאבדו מלב עם קדוש בזמן ההוא, אשר מלכם בראשם ללחם להם. צריך לך הורה, you're going to war. And the Torah should tell you, you have to be מוסיף קדושה על קדושתך. You have to be מוסיף קדושה על קדושתו. Not here that the Torah tells you, here it gives you ways how to get her. So what's going on here? אך יסוד הדבר וסודו הוא על פי דבריהם ז"ל, שאמרו שבחטא האדם הראשון נשבו כמה נשמות יקרות ביד סתרה אחרה, והם נשמות הגרים. וצא ולמד כמה וכמה מגדולי ישראל שהם באים מאומות העולם. וירות ומואביה תוכיח, וכמה גדולי עולם שמעיה ויבטליון ויום קולוס הגר וכאלה רבות. I said, you see, many people from Umot HaOlam, they came to convert, and you see that they came very big אנשים חשובים. רות ומואביה came, דוד המלך came from her, שמעיה ויבטליון, בן בגבג, בן הא, all of those that are בני גרים. Take a look what happened, what came out of them. All נשמות קדושות it was. How come this נשמות קדושות, it wasn't from the first place within Am Israel? How come they were by the goyim and they had to convert to come to us? Why is it like this? עוד אגלה לך סוד אחד, אור החיים הקדוש ישראל, I'm going to reveal for you one more secret. תמצא נשמה טהורה דבוקה בנשמה טמאה, ואין כוח בטהורה להטות הטמאה להיטיב, והיא מונחת שם עד עת דרור. וצא ולמד כיוצא בזה מנשמת רבי חנניה בן תרדיון, שהייתה דבוקה בנשמת שכם בן חמור, כרמוז בתיבת, והארץ הנה רחבת ידיים לפניכם, רחבת ראשי תיבות, רבי חנינה בן תרדיון. ואז הנה רחבת ידיים, לנשמה, רבי חנינה בן תרדיון, הוא ביג צדיק, ביג תנא, where was it in the first place? It was in the שכם בן חמור. Why הקדוש ברוך הוא does these things? כאמור בדברי המקובלים, ומצינו שהנפש הזו לא עשתה מפעל טוב בשכם. As long as that נשמה was with שכם, the neshama of Rabbi Hanan Teredion was touched, you know, it's connected to his neshama. But as long as it was in the neshama of Shechem, nothing good came out of him. But after Shechem, he took Dina Bat Yaakov, then the netzos of the Kedusha that was by Shechem, that neshama Kedusha that was by Shechem ben Hamor, it was separated, it went to Dina, and from Dina came Rabbi Hanan ben Teredion. That's what it says over here. That means here, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are neshamot kedushot among Umot HaOlam. That's why they come to convert. And that's why many times you see also the Gemara, for example, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Akiba, once he saw Ishto Shel Turnos Rufus HaRasha, one of the Rasha'im, he saw her, Yarak, V'sahak, U'bacha. And the Gemara brings down, explains why, lama yarak, lama sahak, lama bacha. The Gemara said that he saw that she's going to end up converting and he's going to marry her. That's what the Gemara brings down. All these things, see, neshamot kedushot, they are with umot ha'olam, they're coming to convert. And he says here, who goes to war here? Who goes? Kitasel melchama al oyevecha. Who goes to war? We see last week parasha. V'haya ki karobchem el melchama, v'negash ha'kohen v'deber el ha'am. The Kohen, Mashuach Melchama, used to tell the people who are going to war, Mi'a'ish asher bana bayit hadash ve'lo hanakho, yelech ve'yashub le'beto. Mi'a'ish asher eras asher ve'lo lekaha, yelech ve'yashub le'beto. And at the end, he hands up, Mi'a'ish hayare ve'rach al-libab, yelech ve'yashub le'beto. What does it mean? If a person, if he IRA is scared from the war, he should go back. He shouldn't go to war. If a person is scared from fighting, he shouldn't go to war. There's also Mahloket in the Gemara. What does it mean he's scared from the war? What Hakam says, Kipshuto. Scared, the guy is scared, you know, to hold the sword and fight with someone else. This guy is not worthy to go to war. He's scared. Let him go back home. But the Gemara brings down different pirush. The person who has abirot in his hand, he shouldn't go to war. That's what the Gemara said in Masechet Sota. The Gemara says over there, Sah bin tefilla litfilla, abirahi biyado, vehozir aliha me'orchem milhama. It means that a person, he spoke between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, you're not supposed to talk in between. If the guy, he put tefillin shel yad, and he spoke before he put tefillin shel rosh, even if he's going to say beracha on tefillin shel rosh, because he did have sick, nevertheless, such a person, he should not go to war. Why? Because he has this small abira, and because of this small abira, maybe something bad is going to happen to him at war. That means, who used to go to war? Only tzaddikim gemurim that they never did any abirot. On such a tzaddikim we're talking about. So if such a tzaddik is going to war, and he sees over there, neshama kedusha, such a tzaddik, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in his hand, you see this girl, something kadosh is going to come out of her. Because again, we're not talking about regular people here that are going, he saw a girl and has desire for her, hasb shalom. Such a person, he doesn't go to war at all. Ella, here, if the Pasuk said that who goes to war, only tzaddikim, and the Pasuk said, b'hashaktaba, you have desire in her, and here Ar Rahim says, doesn't say b'hashakta otah, you desire her, doesn't say this, b'hashakta bah, you desire what's in her. What's in her? The neshama kedusha, which is in her. That's what he had the desire for, because the person who went to war, only tzaddik. So if he has such a desire, that means when neshamaim they put in his head, that girl, something good is going to come out of her. That's why the Torah said you have to take her to your house. And you do whatever it says, then you could marry her. That's what it says. V'dekdek lomar bah, v'lo amar otah. Doesn't say v'hashakta otah, v'hashakta bah, like I said. להעיר כי לא להשע אתה חושק, אלא למה שבא, שהיא איפה תואר, שהיא חלק הטוב, הדומה לנפש הטהורה. וכפי זה, הגם שכעורה האשה בכלל היתר. If that's the case, even if she looks ugly, the guy is not desiring that girl, חס ושלום. He's a tzaddik. What do you desire? What's inside her? The neshama kedusha is inside her. So this, even if she's ugly, we don't care about the sheker ahen, ve'ebel ayofi. We're talking about what's inside her, the neshama kedusha inside her. That's what he had the desire for. That's why, ki eno hozer yefatuar legolem hennigla. Ki elav lo yimashich ta'avat Yisrael b'matzab zeh, kmo she'amarnu. That's what it says over here. So, based on the Or HaHaim HaKadosh, we could explain, ki teselam al-hama al-obecha lo dibra Torah Rashi said, ela keneged yetzer hara. The Torah is talking about a person who's standing against yetzer hara. Why? Because we just explained. Who goes to war? Only tzaddikim gemurim that they never did any abira at all. If he did smallest abira, he spoke between filin shiryad and filin shirosh, he does not go to war. Who goes to war? People who are pure tzaddikim. Such a person, he goes to war. Obviously, that person, he has desires for a lot of things, but he always has continuous fight against Yisra Rara. Yisra tells him, go eat hazir. He tells him, no, I'm not going to eat hazir. Yisra tells him, go do halul Shabbat. I'm not going to do halul Shabbat. Go do this. I'm not going to do this. He's always constantly, he's fighting with Yisra Rara. That person, Lodabra Torah, when did the Torah give the heter of Ishai Fatuar? The Torah gave the heter only for a person who's standing against Yisra Rara. Like we explained. If you're standing in all your actions against Yisra, he wants to make you do abirot, and you stand against him, you don't want to do that abira, that means you are tzaddik gamur. And if you are tzaddik gamur and you went to war, and you had desire, bah, what's inside her? Then min ha-shamayim, they're hinting for you, there's special neshama over there, you have to take her with you. That's what based on Or HaHaim HaKadosh said. That's it fits also perfect with the words of Rashi that he said, Lord of the Torah, ila keneged Yisrara, the guy who's standing against Yisrara. But we could explain also a little bit different. We have Gemara in Masechet Ketubot. We have also in the Parasha also. The Parasha says also that if a person he has two kids, the Pasuk said, כי תהיינה לאיש שתי נשים, האחת האהובה ואחת שנואה, וילדו לו בנים האהובה והשנואה, והיה הבן הבכור לשנאה. So he says, if a person, he has two wives, one of them, she's אהובה, one of them, she's שנואה, and then for him to explain what I mean, he doesn't like her, why do you marry her? What I mean, he doesn't like her. אלא, here the Hakaim said that that's the שנואה that we spoke about in the beginning, if the person is going to marry Yefatoar, is going to end up hitting her at the end. That's here what the Pasuk is referring to. Bekitzur, he had a son from the Sinua and a son from the Ahuba. V'haya b'yom anchilo et banav et asher yeh lo lo yukhal lebakir et ben Ahuba al pene ben Sinua b'chor. Ki et b'chor ben Sinua yakir latet lo pish enayim b'chol asher matzeh lo. Ki hu reshit ono lo mushpat b'chora. That when it comes that he wants to divide his nechasim for his kids, we know that in the Din Torah, the Bechor, the firstborn, he gets double the portion from all the other brothers. All the other brothers, how many sons that father has? He has six sons. So the Bechor gets double the portion. Why? That's what the Torah said. Let it low, pi she'inayim, v'chol asher matzilo. The Bechor gets double. And then Farshim, they bring Remez. They said, how the Torah here wrote the word Bechor? There's no vav in the word Bechor. Bet chafresh. And Farshim, they give a remez, they give a nice remez. If you look at the word Bechor, the letter Bet is exactly double from the letter before it. What comes before Bet? Aleph. What's the gematria of Aleph 1? It's the gematria of Bet 2. Double from the 1. Now the letter Chaf, Bechor, Bet Chaf. The letter Chaf is what's the gematria 20. Letter Chaf is exactly double from the letter before it. What's the letter before Chaf? Is Yud. Double the Yud is Chaf. The third letter, the Resh, is 200. What's the letter before it? Kuf. Kuf is how much? 100. Double the Kuf, you get the Resh. These are the only three letters in the whole alphabet that each one of them is doubled from the letter before. That's why the Torah said, Bechor, the word Bechor, hints that he should get double. That remez, nice remez, Hadam Farshim Degil. Bekitzur, here the Gemara says that the Bechor gets double, but if, let's say here, the Bechor, he came from the Sinua, and the other boy, he came from the Ahuba, and now the guy, he wants to give the double portion for the son of the wife that he liked, but he's not the Bechor. Could he do it or no? He said, as long as the person, you know, is alive, he can do whatever he wants. It is his money, he can do whatever he wants. But the Hakaim, they don't look at it with a nice approach. Here also the Torah said, لا يخل لبكرت بين أهوبا على بين بين السنواء بخور كي يتبخور بين السنواء يكير لا تتلو بيش نايم. Don't differentiate between them. That's what you got, that's what you have to do. You know, also the famous Pirush of the Gaon Mivilna brings down the Gaon Mivilna that there was Maase at his time, during the time of the Gaon Mivilna, he quotes here in Pardes Yosef, in Ot Yutet, said, הנה ידועים דברי הגר"א ז"ל וביאור הפסוקים כאן, ובסוף ספר סערת אליהו מובא סיפור העובדה בנוגע לעניין אודותיו. חדש רבנו הגר"א את ביאורו. ושם סיפר, so there was a story at the time of the גאון מווילנה, כי היה מעשה בימי הגר"א, דאיש אחד לקח אישה והשנאה, והגרשה איזה שבועות אחרי החתונה. A guy got married to a girl, and a week, 2 weeks after the wedding, they didn't get along, and he divorced her. But she already got pregnant from him. She was pregnant from him. And after that, 2-3 weeks after, he married a different girl. ותקף לקח אישה אחרת, ותרם שקלו 7 חודשים, ילדה לו האישה השנייה בן. The second wife, she gave birth at the beginning of the 7th month, and a few weeks after, the first wife that he divorced her, she gave birth at the end of the 9th month. So here, the first wife, she gave birth after 9 months. And the second wife, she gave birth after 7 months. So now, there was machloket over there. Which son is called the Bechor? Is the Bechor is the one that she got pregnant from him first, the first wife? Is that the Bechor? Or the Bechor, we look at the wife who gave birth first. I don't care when did she get pregnant. I care about when she gave birth. That's the Bechor. So that's here what the Gaon Mivilna said. ואחר כך נולד לאשה הראשונה בן זכר במלוא 9 חודשים להריונה. ואחר כך נפלה מחלוקת בין משפחת הגרושה והאיש המגרש. מי יהיה היורש לנחלת האב לקחת פי שיניים? אז מחלוקת הוא שתגד את הדבל. הגאון מבינה אמר להם שעניין זה בדיוק רמזה כאן התורה הקדושה. So that's the exact case the Torah is speaking about this week's parasha. So how? That if you pay attention to the word, כתהיין לאיש שתי נשים, אחת אהובה ואחת שנואה, and they gave birth for him, both of them, האהובה והשנואה. Who gave birth first, האהובה or the שנואה? פסוס את האהובה. וילדו לו בנים, האהובה, then השנואה. Right after that, והיה הבן הבכור לשנאה. How could that, how is that possible? הבן הבכור לשנאה? If the האהובה gave birth first, how come הבן הבכור came for the שנאה now? What happened over here? Ella, I said that's exactly what the Torah is referring to. He said here, she gave birth first, but she got pregnant last. Let's see what the pasuk is talking about. Really, she gave birth first, but ben bechor was for the sinua. Why? Because we follow at the time that she was pregnant. Who was pregnant first, the first one or the second one? We follow pregnancy. That's what the Gaon of Vilna said. He based it on the Pasuk. And here the Paretz Yosef, he brings those that are Holkim on the Gaon of Vilna, brings Mahloket. But the Gaon of Vilna brings Raya from this week's Parasha, that you follow pregnancy, you don't follow birth. That's the Anyan over here. So now, we have here in the Gemara, Masechet Ketubot, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Alef, Amar Le Shemuel, Le Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina. Shemuel was telling Rabbi Yehuda, you are that harif, you are smart, you are sharp, you have a sharp mind. לא תהווה בעבורי אחסנתה, אפילו מברה בישה לברת הבא. דלא ידיע מי זרעה נפיק מנה, וכל שכן וברה לברתה. So Shemuel was telling Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to see that a father, he has two sons, one of them is going the right path, the other guy, Yassal Tarbut Ra'a, because of this, but the guy who went to Tarbut Ra'ah, he was the Bechor. And because of this, the father, he saw that the Bechor, he went to Tarbut Ra'ah, he does not want to give him, double from the Yerusha. He wants to make the younger one get the double. Could he do it or no? So he said, as long as the father is alive, Maran Hida also brings down Pita Hinaim. So here we're talking about not Sheikh Ibn Ra'ah. The father is alive and is with a clear mind. It's functioning 100%. And the father, because he saw that the older son is Yassal Tarbut Ra'ah, he does not want to give him double. He wants to give the double to the younger one. Could he do it or no? He said, as long as he's alive, is still normal, then he can do whatever he wants. It's his money. But nevertheless, the Gemara said, as I told you, the Gemara said, no, he shouldn't do it. Even though he could do it, it's his money, he could do whatever he wants, but it's not proper that he should do it. And here Shemuel is telling Rabbi Yehuda, if you see such a case that the father, he wants to pass on the double Yerusha to the younger son, don't be aid for such a shtar. Why? Run away from such a case. Why? Because the hachin, they don't look at it with the ayin yafa. Even if the older one's bad boy and the younger one's good boy, still do not switch it. Because you don't know what's going to come out of him. Now you see him that he's a bad boy, but you don't know. Maybe he's going to do teshuvah, maybe something else is going to come out of him. Maybe his kids are going to be tzaddikim. Why you're giving away the double Yerusha to the younger one? Don't do this. Because she can't bara librata. And because she can, you know, by the Din Torah, a girl, the daughter, does not get any Yerusha at all. I said, because she can, if the father wants to pass the Yerusha from the son to the daughter, Kol Shekein, he should not be there. He shouldn't be aid for such a shtar. That's what he brings down over here. I saw here in Pirush Habonei here on the bottom on Ein Yaakov. He says, "Afilum bara bisha le barat haba." Why? Ki ha'adam yirei la'aynayim matibo shel ben hayorsho az velo yuchal ladat ma yiyeh ben beno. Said, because now you see that the older son is a bad boy, that's why you don't want to give him the double portion. But he said, you see only whatever your eyes see. But he don't know what's going to come out of him. Hashem yirei lelibam. Hashem could see if he has good heart, he doesn't have good heart, if he's going to have good kids going to come out of him or not. You don't see this. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu sees it. You see next to you, he looks bad boy, but you don't know. Maybe something good's going to come out of him. That's why don't switch it. ולא יוכל לדעת מה יהיה בן בנו, ולכן אין לו לדון עליו, כי אם עליו אפשר לצאת ממנו אשר יהנה מעזבונו. וזה שאמר קהלת, that's what קהלת says, ושנאתי את עמלי שניחנו לאדם שיהיה אחריי. ומי יודע, החכם יהיה או שכל? וזה שלמה מלך, he said, that is מתלונן, that all the ירושה, that he's leaving שלמה מלך for the people after him, for his kids after him, and he doesn't know if that kid's going to be צדיק או רשע. So here he's asking here, שאם על בנו מדבר, if he's talking about his son, למה קוראו אדם שיהיה אחריו ולא אמר דה בני? I don't know, who am I going to leave the ירושה to who? I'm leaving it for a guy who's going to come after me. To your son, what do I mean guy coming after you? To your son, you see him next to you. What do I mean guy coming after me? And I said, no. ואיך לא ידע החכם הוא יהיה או שכל, שגדל אותו, הוא גדל אותו. שלמה המלך, he raised his son, he knows if he's חכם or טופש. So what is he saying? אלא רצה שלא היה מחשב על בינו לבד, אלא על משך זרעו, אדם שיהיה אחריו. He's not talking about his son, because maybe his son, he looks bad, but maybe his grandson is going to be good, you don't know. אדם שיהיה אחריו, after his son. כי מי יודע, החכם יהיה או שכל, ואולי יניח עמלו לבנו, שהוא רואה הוא חכם, אבל בין בנו יהיה שכל, וישלוט בו לרעה. ולהפך, יעביר נחלתו בנו להיותו שכל, אבל בין בנו יהיה חכם וטוב. יהיה חכם וטוב. לזה אמר שמואל שלא להעביר נחלה מעולם, אפילו בין לבד. ואף על פי שניהם יוצא ירחו. כי מי יודע, היוצא אשר יצא מהם איזה יכשר. That's why I said, since that you don't know who's going to come out of him, don't switch to the Nahala. The Torah said you have to give double the portion to the Bechor, you give the double portion to the Bechor. Let's hear what the Farshim said. But even if the father sees that one of the sons, the Bechor, is not acting properly, it still doesn't mean that because of this he should pass on the double portion to someone else. He said no. He said that's why Hakim, they do not look at it for Be'ain Yafa. That's also what the Torah wrote over here. Said, "Ki et ha-bechor ben ha-senu'ah yakir latet lo pi-shenayim." You have to give the bechor, even though he came from the senu'ah, and you see him is not doing properly, you should give him double the portion. Why? Ki hu reshit ono, lo mishpat ha-bechorah. The Torah said, because that's the beginning of your fruits. Ve'tamalenu elu banim. That's ki hu reshit ono. This is the beginning. What you see now next to you, you see him is not acting properly, but you don't know what's going to be after. Maybe he's going to be tzaddik. Maybe he's going to do teshuvah then. Maybe his kids are going to be tzaddikim. Maybe his kids are going to have such a great neshamot like we saw with the Orachim HaKadosh. So you don't know. That's why I said, don't transfer. Lo yukha lebakert pene ahuba al pene ben senua bichor, ki ita bichor ben senua yakir, latit lo pishanami. You have to give him double the portion. Bichol asher matzei lo. Why? Because ki hu reshit ono. Velo mishpat ha-bichorah. And now, we have here Midrash Rabbah. It says in the Midrash Parashat Toldot, Parashat Semech Gimal. סימן בית, said, עתרת זקנים בני בנים. האבות עתרה לבנים. Said, the fathers, they are the crowns of the kids. The kids, they always, they praise themselves. How? With their father. Take a look, my father is a big תלמיד חכם, my father is צדיק, my father is ישר, my father is איש ישר. They get the praise because of their father. Everyone hears them, oh, you're the son of who? Who's your father? Oh, that's your father. Psh. They give him כבוד because of his father. They said, that's one way. And the opposite is also true. והבנים עתרה לאבות. האבות עתרה לבנים שנאמר ותפארת בנים אבותם. והבנים עתרה לאבות, כתיב עתרת זקנים בני בנים. The crown of the fathers is their kids. How they're raising their kids. They raise their kids in the right way. People, they see how the kids are acting. What they're going to say? אשרף שזו ילד, אשרף שזו גדל. Take a look at this guy. Take a look, Hashem should give barakah to your father, he raised you in such a nice way. So the fathers, they're getting praised because of their kids' actions. And vice versa is also true. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Abraham Avinu, lo nutzal mekibshan ha'esh, ela b'zkhuto shel Yaakov. The only reason Abraham Avinu was saved from Nimrod, Nimrod threw him into the fire, kibshan ha'esh, he was saved not because of Abraham's zechiyot, because of Yaakov's zechiyot. Yaakov wasn't even born. In the future, it's going to be born because of Yaakov Zechiyot, Abraham was saying. Mashal, למה הדבר דומה? The Midrash continues. לאחד שהיה לו דין לפני שלטון, ויצא דינו לפני שלטון לסרף. Like a guy, he had something, he did something bad, and they judge him, they have to kill him. ויצפה אותו השלטון באסטרולוגיה שלו, שהוא עתיד להוליד בת והיא נשאת למלך. And he saw that שלטון, that guy in charge, he saw that בחוזים הכוכבים, he saw that this guy, that if they're not gonna kill him, he's gonna have a daughter, and the daughter is gonna marry the king. So he said, because of his daughter that's gonna come out of him, we should not kill him. Because if we're gonna kill him, he's not gonna have that daughter. And the king is supposed to marry her. So for the benefit of the king, even though this guy deserves mita, we'll leave him alive. We're not gonna kill him. אז אמר, כדאי הוא להנסל בזכות ביתו שהוא עתיד להוליד, והיא נשאת למלך. That's why they left him alone. כך אברהם אבינו יצא דינו מלפני נמרוד לשרף, וצפה הקדוש ברוך הוא שיעקב עתיד לעמוד ממנו. אז אמר, כדאי הוא אברהם לנצל בזכותו של יעקב. עד עוד הכתיב, לכן כה אמר השם אל בית יעקב אשר פדה את אברהם. יעקב פדה את אברהם. Why Abraham Abinu was saved? Only in the Zachiyot of Yaakov Abinu. Let's see what the Midrash is saying. So you see from here, that what we said, that the Gemara said, don't transfer Yerusha from one son to the other son. Why? Because for in your eyes, you see him that he's not acting properly. You don't know. Maybe that guy is going to do teshuvah later on. Maybe his kids, his grandkids, they're going to do teshuvah. Maybe his grandkids, they're going to be tzaddikim. So why they have to suffer? Because you saw, we just read it from the Pirush HaBoneh, that the person, he sees la'inayim. You said that's why don't transfer the Yerusha from one to the other guy. Why? Because you don't know. The son is continuation. He continues whatever his father did, he continues. And if his father did any Abira, the son could save him, like what we saw here by Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu yasad ino l'saref. He was saved only in the zechiyot of Yaakov Avinu. So you see that's why the Mefarshim said, Berak Ra'adi Abu. The son is like the foot of his father. Why? Because whatever the son does, he affects his father, whether for the good or for the bad. That's why when we say Anna, said, Abal Hatanu, Avir Pashanu, Anahnu Va Abutinu. We did Abirot, us and our fathers also. Chaura, where's the Kibud Abayim? Saying we did Abirot, not only we did Abirot, also our fathers also did Abirot, so it's not a big deal. We're used to doing Abirot. So, Hasb Shalom, why are you mentioning your father? Is that Kibud Abayim? I'm not the only one who did Abirot, also my father did Abirot. Chaura, it's against Kibud Abayim. What are you doing here? What are you saying? Elan Farshim said, no. אבל חטאנו, אנחנו ואבותינו. When I do Abira, I'm affecting my father. When the son's doing Abira, it's affecting his father. That's for the bad side. Also for the good, it's also true. When the son does something good, he affects his father for the good. We saw that Yaakov Abinu, because of Yaakov's action, Abraham was saved. That's here what he said. That's why he said, don't transfer Nahala from one to the other. Why? Because you don't know which one's going to be good. That's why you should stay with whatever the Torah said, you give it to the Bechor, give the double portion to the Bechor, you stay with it. Now, we have also in this week's parasha also about the Anyan of the Yibum, that the Pasuk said, Ki yesh yibu ahim yahtav, umet ahad mehim ubin en lo, lo tiye eshet amet ahusa leishzar, yibamah yabu aleha, ul kahal lo leishav yibimah. That was about Yibum. If a guy got married, and he died, the husband died, and he does not have any kids, so then there is mitzvah on the brother to do yibum to marry her. That's mitzvah yibum. That's mitzvah to marry her. And the pasuk said, "V'haya bechor asher tilid yakum al shem achiv amet ve'lo yimachay shemo miYisrael." The son that she's gonna give birth to is gonna be called after the father who passed away, after his name, and this way, "Lo yimachay shemo miYisrael." The father who died, his name is not going to be erased. Why? Because his brother is going to do a favor with him. He's going to do Yibum. And the son that they're going to give birth to is going to be called after the brother who passed away. So his name is still on earth. Lon Hashem Om Yisrael. He says here, I saw something interesting. Rabbeinu Bahya. V'haya bechor asher teled yakum al shem achiv amet. Rabbeinu Bahya said, "Al derech hapshat b'katub hazeh u derech ha-kabbalah." He said, the pshat of this pasuk is the Kabbalah. You know, we have pshat, dremez, pshat, dremez. Pshat, dremez, drash, and sod. You have four levels of the pirushim. Pardes, that's pardes. Pshat, dremez, drash, sod. פרדס התורה, אבל יעשה דה פשט אוף דס פסוק, אז דה קבלה עובד. דה זוהר, דה דיפ, דה דיפר מיני. זה דה פשט. He says that at the end, he said, even though החיים, they learned from this פסוק something else, he said, whatever החיים learned, אבל הוא מדרש לחזל. ומשם הוכיחו שמזווה בגדול ליבן. But he said, דה פשט, what am I going to tell you now? What is it? כי הבכור אשר תלד אשת המת יקום על שם אחיו המת, ואין זה שם ממש ואין זה שם ממש שיהיה שמו כשמו, אלא יקום על שם אחיו המת בנפש שידבר הכתוב. זהו שאמר ולא ימחה שמו מישראל, שאם לא יקום ימחה שמו מישראל סבא, וזה מבואר. ומה שפרשו חזל זה דרך דרש, זה דפשט עובדת פסוק, והיה הבן אשר תלד, that son, that she's gonna give birth from her husband's brother, after her husband passed away, she's going to marry his brother, the son that she's going to give birth, יקרא על שם אחיו המת, is going to be called after her past husband, but not only is going to be called after his name, he said his neshama is also the same neshama. That's what we saw, we told you in Zohar HaKadosh. We read that Zohar, and every Zohar, every Brit Milal, Brit Yitzhak, we read that piece of Zohar. He brings down here, it's the source that's here in Parashat Lech Lecha, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Bet. It's Tana Berazade Matnita, Kol Innun De'atu Begilgula Denshmatin, Yachlin Le'akdama Berachame Zavugad Elhon. Said anyone who comes in Gilgul, he could take someone else's wife before he marries her. What do I mean? Said the Gemara said, 40 Yom Kodem Esirat Avalad, Bat Kol Yoset Ve'omeret Bat Peloni Delfoni. 40 days before the person is born, min ha-shamayim, they announce who's his wife, who's he gonna end up marrying. So he said, he says that ba'alda tanina en nos'im nashim b'mu'ed abal mikaddeshin, abal mi'arisin wa'ish, make the menu aher b'rahamim. Ve'shapir kamru aher daika. What is he saying? He's saying here that ha-chaim said a person is not allowed to get married in hol ha-mu'ed. But to get engaged, he's allowed to. Why? Because if he's not going to get engaged, maybe someone else is going to get engaged before him. And Zohar, he has a big problem here. What do you mean someone else is going to get engaged to the girl that I'm supposed to marry? As we just said, 40 days before I was even born, min ha-shamayim, they decided who's my wife. So how come he's going to take my wife, l'chaura? What's going on over here? So here he asks, Or HaHaim HaKadosh, Or HaHaim HaKadosh, here he asks, V'chi oto acher, en lo ben zug, en lo bat zug. Who's his, that aher who's going to take my zivug? He doesn't have his own zivug. Why should he take mine? Chara, what's going on here? But Zohar HaKadosh said, Abal Tishkach Da, said, you're going to find example that a person, he does not have bad zivug. He doesn't have nasib. How? He said, Kigun Barnash de nasib bad zuge, a guy who married to his wife, ve'lahavu leh minah benin ve'mit. This was Parasha. A guy, he married a girl, and he died without having any kids from her. So yete ahui veyabim atete. So the mezvah on his brother to do yibum, like we said. Veyet yelid leh minah bar. He's going to have a son. Hay bar hu mita dehadirat nishmateh le'al madam. That son is going to have the same exact neshama of the father who passed away. Not only, that's what Rabbeinu Abahi is saying. He said, that's the pshat of the pasuk. The pshat is derech ha-kabbalah. There's no other way to understand the pshat. This is the pshat. That v'haya ben asher teled yakum al shem achiv amet. Not only is going to be called the same name that his father, the father who passed away. Not only is going to be called the same name, the same neshama also. Let's hear what the Zohar is saying. Said that son who's going to be born, he's going to have the same neshama of the brother who passed away. As this is the guy who's a ha'acher de'en lo batzug ela meh. This guy, who's his batzug? If you're saying that son now is born, who's his batzug? His batzug is his mother. Why? Because we said his neshama is the exact neshama of the father who passed away. And that father, who's his zivug? The girl who married her. And if the Zohar is saying that neshama is the same exact neshama of the guy who passed away, that means that son, he does not have batzug. His batzug is his mother. He cannot marry his mother. So who does he have batzug? He doesn't have. Such a guy, he doesn't have batzug. Such a guy, you could take someone else batzug. Let's hear what he's saying. דאין לו בת זוג אלא מה, ודהו שמה יקדמנו אחר ברחמים, דאכיל לה הקדמה אחרה למסע בתתה דדה ברחמה ובצלותה. ואף אגב דאמין הלך דאכיל לה הקדמה ברחמה, לא יאכיל אלא עם בעלה חייבה איהו ואיהו זכה. That's what he says over here, that such a guy, such a son, he doesn't have bat zug. On him, the Torah said, Shemek demenu aher rahamim. You are allowed to get engaged in Hol HaMoed. Why? Because if you're not going to get engaged, maybe someone else is going to take your bat zug. Who's that someone else who doesn't have bat zug? So this, sometimes it doesn't have bat zug. How? In the case that we just gave. That's what he says over here. So this is the idea. That's what Rabbi Bahi is saying here. And the Torah continues, if that guy, he does not want to do Yibum, the Torah said, there's mitzvah of halitza. What's mitzvah of halitza? The wife, the deceased wife, is going to take off her shoes. What is this symbolizing, taking off her shoes? Rabbeinu Bahayir says here, he says, V'ta'am ha-halitza, ki kol zman she-hayabam roseh le-yabim, hnehu mekayem zer ale-ahiv, v'nera kilu ahiv hay adayim. If his brother wants to do yibum, that means he's doing chesed to the brother who passed away, and his neshama is coming back again with the son that is giving birth. That means that his brother is still alive if he's doing yibum. וכשאינו מקיים יבום ואינו מקיים זרע לאחיו, נראה שאחיו מת וצריכו שיתאבל עליו. ולכך היה במה תחלוץ המנעל שהוא סימן אבילות, כאילו הוא מתאבל על אחיו המת. He said, if he does not want to do yibum, that means now he's erasing his brother's name on earth. Now his brother is dead. Now he has to take off his shoes. Taking off his shoes, that's a siman of abilut. Abil is not allowed to wear leather shoes. That's why Rabbeinu Bahayi, the Torah says here, she has to take off his shoes. Why? Because to show him that now, because of your action, he did not want to do yibum, you're erasing your brother's neshama with your own hands. If he would have done yibum, then your brother's neshama is coming with that son. But you don't want to do it. Now you should sit shaba on your son. Now you're really your brother. Now you're really, he's dead. But if you're doing mitzvat yibum, then it's still alive. And we know that the Gemara says, Masechet Yoma, that Gedolah Teshuvah, when a person does Teshuvah, that Zidonot is going to turn into mitzvot, into zachiyot. But Mefarshim say, when the son, he does Teshuvah, he's not only doing Teshuvah for himself. We said all his actions also connected to his father. So whenever he's doing teshuvah, he's also doing for his father also. For the father is also gaining out of it. That's why the Torah says here by us, "Lo yuchal lebakert ben ha'uba al pene ben senua bechor." So don't switch between the nahalot. Why? Because you don't know. Now you see him that he's not doing proper things, but you don't know. You're right. Maybe in your eyes now, he's not doing the proper things. That's why you want to take away the yerusha from him, give it to someone else, but don't do this. Why? Because you don't know, maybe he's going to do teshuvah later on. And if he's going to do teshuvah mi'ahava, it's not only going to be mezakeh you. It's going to be mezakeh himself, it's going to be mezakeh you also as well. That's why here the Torah said, don't switch any nahala from one to the other guy. Whatever the Torah said, that's what it should follow. And here also just to end up, you know, there's the Hatam Sofer, end up with this Hatam Sofer. Said, kiteina le'ish etin nashim. אחת אהובה ואחת צנועה, said also referring to יסר הטוב ויסר הרע. says over here, says in חתם סופר דף פחית עמוד בית, כי תהיינה לאיש שתי נשים, אחת אהובה ואחת צנועה, ירמוז למה שאמרו חז"ל מסכת ברכות, דף סמך א', צדיקים יסר הטוב שופטן, והרשעים יסר הרע שופטן. צדיקים, they're controlled by יסר הטוב, רשעים controlled by יסר הרע. Benunim, how about people in between? Zev and Zev Shoftan. They are in between the two. Yesara tells them to do this, Yesara Tov tells them to do this. They're always in fight. Ve'amar, למי שיש לו שתי נשים כנ"ל, אחת אהובה ואחת צנועה. If a guy has שתי נשים, who's these שתי נשים? If a guy has Yesara Tov and Yesara Ra, that means he's Benuni. He's not Tzadik. If it's Tzadik, he has only one Isha. Either he has Yesara Tov. If he's Rasha, he has only one Isha. Who's that he has Yesara Ra? But if a guy has two nashim, who's that guy? Benoni. A guy who's Benoni. And the Gemara said, Amar Rabba kigon anan benonim anachnu. Rabba said, people like us, talking about himself, Rabba, said, we are considered benonim. We're not rasha'im, we're not tzaddikim, we are benonim. That's what the Gemara said. Every person should look at himself that he's benoni. It's in the middle path. It's in the middle. It's benoni. So really, every person, he has shtin nashim. Who has these shtin nashim? Yesar atob and yesar ara. And Hatha Ahuba Ave Hasinua. There's Yisr HaTov is beloved, everyone likes him. Yisr HaRa, everyone hates him. But there's always fight. Yaskil Ve'eda Ki Lo Yizakhiru Lo Mizvotav Kilal Ad She'irhatz Mittila'at Avonotav Tihala. Ve'en Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekabel Shohad Mizvot Kineged Avirot. So he said the person should know that if he has Yisr HaTov and Yisr HaRa, he should know that any avirat he's doing is going to be punished for it. Any mizvah he's doing is going to get reward for it. Hashem is not going to take mizvah against avira, going to wipe one mizvah against one avira, and that's it. He said, no, it doesn't go like this. Hashem, he punishes the person for every avira that he did, then he rewards him for every mizvah that he did. And so we don't say, the guy did 50 avirat and 50 mizvot, and 50 avirat, 50 mizvot, so he went zero. So we take one by one, he stayed without anything. So no, it doesn't go like this. Hashem is going to punish him for the 50 avirot, then he's going to reward him for the 50 mizvot. And you have to watch out. The first thing they're going to judge you first on the avirot that you did. Ben bechor l'sinua is going to be for the yisr hara, who's the sanui, yisr hara. That shehiye ma'ase avonotav nechshavim tihla ve'yanish alehim tihla begehinam o yisurim. You have the two wives, Yisr HaTov and Yisr HaRa, they're going to give birth to son that you like and son that you don't like. That means they're going to give birth to mitzvah that you like and abirat you don't like. They're going to punish you first on the sinua. Which one? That's Yisr HaRa. Yisr HaRa is older than Yisr HaTov also. Mefarshim, they say, the petah hatat rovetz, Yisr HaRa comes when a person is born. Yisr HaTov comes to him when he turns bar mitzvah. So Yisr HaRa is zaken. That's what Pasuk Kohelet calls him also, it's zaken. V'gam b'yom anhilo et banav, what does mean, ahare moto, yisbelu gam banav v'avon abutam tehla kodem sheizku b'zchuto. And if the person is doing a lot of avirot, not only he's going to be punished for his avirot first, also his kids are going to be punished for his avirot if they're also following his ways. Poket avon avot al banim al banim banim ashlishim arba'im. Im lo et habechor ben sinua yakir pirush yakir nagei atzmo veitvadei al avonotav yikabel alav lasur mokshei ra' ve'la'asot tov halifav. Vezehu latet lo pishinayim. What does mean? It said that the person is going to be punished for the avirot and it's going to be after rewarded for the mizvot, unless if tabbechor ben sinua yakir latet lo pishinayim. What does mean? Unless if he's going to do teshuba for the bechor, who's that bechor? Yisr HaRa, who made him do avirot. If he's going to do teshuba for this avirot, then the avira is not only Hashem is going to forgive him the avira, it's going to turn into mitzvah. It's going to get p double, pishinayim is going to get. On the avira that he did the avira is going to get double the reward. Why? Because he did teshuva mi'ahaba. Im lo tabechor ben sinua yakir, pirush sheyakir nagei atzmo, v'yitvadei al avonotav, v'yikabel alav lasur, v'zehu latet lo pishinayim. Then Hashem is going to reward him double. V'gam kol yamav lo yitonen al shum davar b'mekrei pagei ha'olam, ki im al avonotav yitonen, v'zehu ki hu yihyeh reshit ono. ואז לא משפט הבכורה באמת, כי יתהפכו לזכויות שיהיה עוד יותר נעמים ממזוותיו בני האהובה. But after he's going to do תשובה on the מזוות, on the עבירות that he did, he's going to do תשובה מאהבה, this עבירות is going to turn into מזוות, then he's going to get פי שיניים, כי הוא ראשית עונו ולא משפט הבכורה. That's what he says over here, that when the person does תשובה on his עוונות, Hashem is going to reward him for the abirot that he did, that now that he did teshuba, it's going to turn into mizvot, it's going to get rewarded. That's why here the Torah said, "Lo yuchal lebakeret pene ahuba al pene bene sinua bechor." Why? Because it's all representing Yisr HaTov, Yisr HaRa, al mizvot, and the abirot. Everything has its place. Also the abirot that a person does, if he's going to do teshuba, Hashem is going to forgive him on it, and also going to reward him on the teshuba that he did. That's why also, as Hashem, we should all pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem should help us, we should try to do teshuvah shelema, ונזכה לבניין בית המקדש, במהרה בימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנינא מלך שאומר, אסך השם ברוך הוא, זכות ישראל.